NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams has been traveling down the Mississippi River this summer to report on key Senate races. This week, he finishes with a report from Louisiana, a state with a political system all its own.
Overlooking the Mississippi River at Baton Rouge is the old state house. Louisiana governors served in this fabulous Gothic castle until the 1930s, when the fabled Governor Huey Long insisted on building a new state capitol along the architectural lines of New York's Empire State Building. That kind of excess was typical of Long's brand of Louisiana populist politics.
The Lord has answered the prayer. He has called the barbecue. Come to my feast.
Louisiana's Republican Secretary of State, W. Fox McKithen, son of another former governor, says the current Senate race fits Louisiana's colorful populist past. Here's how he sees the state.
If you get a line and draw it from Woodville, Mississippi through Lake Charles, and another line from Woodville, Mississippi out through the mouth of the river, everybody inside that triangle, you can pretty much categorize as people of French and Spanish descent who are Catholic. Outside the triangle, they're basically Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Then you have to circle up New Orleans down there. That's a whole different world. Then you factor in there that about a third of our voters are African Americans. So you get a pretty good mix going there. The historical pattern is that they voted, tended to vote populist, both areas, for different reasons.
About an hour from Baton Rouge is Donaldsonville. The town of about 7,000 is a river port, surrounded by miles of sugarcane fields. Oil, chemical, and gas refineries now circle the town and loom over the cane fields. The big topic in town these days is a proposal to build a new cargo airport on the river just outside of town. Guy Poche is now mayor pro tem of Donaldsonville.
The average people you see on the day when they ask me about it, what's this about this airport? You think I'm going to be able to get a job? And I said, look, I think you have more than a fair chance to get a job. You know, that's what they're looking for, those jobs. It's 44,000 jobs potential.
The Grapevine Market is one of two excellent Cajun restaurants in Donaldsonville. The other is the nationally famous Lafitte's Landing. Here sits Margaret Teapot Bonadonna. She speaks not only as one of the town's four council members, but also as a spokeswoman for the townsfolk she meets every morning while delivering the local paper on her bicycle.
We are a poverty-stricken area in a horn of plenty. We don't get our share, and this is going to guarantee us that if we do it right, and we will get our share of jobs, and our grandchildren have the ability to come home and get a job and not have to go to Dallas or Florida or anywhere else.
In Donaldsonville and elsewhere in Louisiana last week, the hottest of hot political talk focused on whether Governor Mike Foster might get into the Senate race. Back in 1995, Foster defeated the woman who now holds the Senate seat, Mary Landrieu, to win his first term as governor. And his brand of folksy local politics remains potent here, which is why President Bush personally telephoned Foster as the governor considered entering the race. But in the end, Foster said no. Democrats said the frenzy over Foster showed the GOP lacks confidence in its current crop of candidates. Republican Congressman John Cooksey is leaving the House to challenge Mary Landrieu. His campaign suffered a major setback when, in the aftermath of 9/11, he said the police should target any airline passenger with a, quote, diaper on his head and a fan belt around that diaper, a disparaging reference to Middle Easterners.
You know, we've got a public health problem here in Louisiana.
Appearing last week at a UPS center in New Orleans to thank deliverymen for handing out insect spray to school children as part of an effort to fight an outbreak of West Nile virus, Cooksey explained how he expects to win.
As a challenger, I have not been able to raise enough money to be competitive enough to force her to enter a runoff alone myself. So by getting these other candidates in, Republicans and maybe a couple of Democrats, we hope to force her into a runoff on December the 7th.
The other major Republican challenger is Suzanne Hike Terrell, the state's elections commissioner. This week, the National Republican Senatorial Committee decided to invest $500,000 in ads for Terrell. A former member of the New Orleans City Council and a moderate on social issues, Terrell sees weaknesses in Landrieu despite the incumbent's dominance in polls so far.
Mary Landrieu has been in public life since she was 22 years old. She has a record for taxes that began long before she was in Washington. As the people are saying, no more taxes, no more taxes, more responsive government, less government, she has a history of 20 years of voting for higher taxes and more government.
Welcome, Mary Landrieu supporters.
Democrat Mary Landrieu kicked off her re-election campaign in Baton Rouge with balloons and confetti, and an 8-year-old singing America the Beautiful. Then the crowd of about 500 sang God Bless America and the national anthem. Landrieu also had everyone recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and she played a short movie featuring her large family eating together and passing around the Tabasco sauce. Prominent among the Landrieus, her dad, former New Orleans Mayor Moon Landrieu. The senator's decision to wrap her campaign in family traditions and red, white, and blue is part of a strategy to respond to ads run by Republicans, painting her as a big tax-and-spend politician who's too liberal for Louisiana. Landrieu's ads respond that she votes 74% of the time with President Bush. And while she favors abortion rights and some gun control, her ads portray her as a mother of two and strongly pro-military.
This state carried for Bill Clinton and for President Bush, so we're a swing state. People don't necessarily vote party, but vote, you know, person. Although we're still heavily Democratic registered, and I'm running as a Democrat, proud to be a Democrat, will always be a Democrat. We're reaching out to independents and Republicans who believe in a strong national defense, real investments in homeland security, reforming, not just funding, but reforming a public school system, you know, and some other issues that really are motivating to people here.
Right now, even the combined vote for Cooksey, Terrell, and two lesser-known Republicans is not enough to deny Landrieu a majority in November. But if Landrieu falls short, it's possible the December 7th runoff between the two top finishers in the November primary will determine which party controls the Senate. That would bring enormous national attention to a frenzied 30-day campaign in Louisiana and make anything possible. Twice a day, the Natchez, a steam-driven paddle-wheel riverboat, leaves New Orleans for a 2-hour trip on the Mississippi. Tourism is the driving economic force in New Orleans today, but tourism has its ups and downs, and the rest of the state is struggling. Populism today is based on bringing home federal dollars. Landrieu is getting support across party lines in thanks for the money and projects she's brought to Louisiana. So far, at least, President Bush's concern about gaining a Republican majority in the Senate pales by comparison and is not proving persuasive, even to some of the state's conservative voters. Juan Williams, NPR News, New Orleans.